Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, the news is coming pretty quickly, but nothing's definitive yet. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got a strong lean that Jaden will be out Sunday against the Raiders, and Marcus Mariota will get his first start this year against his old team. By the way, if he were to start next week, it would be back-to-back against former teams. But we're not at next week yet. We're still at this week. The team's out practicing right now. And who knows what Dan Quinn will have for us in the next hour or so. But our insider, Ben Standig, joins us right now at Ben Standig on X, on Twitter. Ben's Substack is outstanding. It's called Last Man Standig. I'm a subscriber. You should be too. Ben's got a podcast called Last Man Standing as well. So give us an update. What's going on out there?
Yeah, there were three quarterbacks out on the practice field. None of them wear number five. So, you know, Dan Quinn said Jaden would have to practice. He would need to see him practice in order for him to play. So all signs are pointing to him not playing. Now, that said, he could have come out after the media had to leave. Could be out there right now as I'm talking to you practicing. I don't know. They could change their mind and say, we think he's good to go. There were subterfuge last year with the rib injury in this regard. But
right.
As it stands, all signs are pointing to him not playing.
Yeah, I think the thing about what happened last year when he didn't practice or, you know, he came out there after you guys left on the Friday. A rib injury is just completely different than a knee injury. A rib injury, you know, you take a shot, it's pain tolerance, the whole thing. The knee is different. I think for me, one of the things I'm very interested in, and I don't think anybody's given any indication about this because it's been all about the absolute present and the upcoming game against the Raiders. If he is ruled out, and my guess is where yours is, we don't know much about the injury still. I mean, is it just a 1 week thing or could it be worse?
Yeah, no, it's been incredibly vague. I mean, I know there's been some mention of a knee sprain, but that doesn't do much for us either. So yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, as we all know, we're all, you know, medical doctors when it comes to the NFL injury report. And, you know, just because you say a knee and a sprain doesn't, you know, for each person, it could mean you play immediately or you're out a month. I mean, who knows? So we'll have to see. I think in general, he's, you know, pretty tough kid. So I would think if he's able to go, if, you know, next week, if that's what we're looking at, then I would imagine he would certainly do everything he could to. But yeah, we have no idea what's going on. And I don't imagine even if we ask today that Dan Quinn is going to give us too much on that other than to say he's in or out or a game time decision.
Yeah, because the bottom line is, no matter what we think in terms of competitive advantage gained and how significant it is, it's not zero to make the other team prepare for two quarterbacks, even if the systems, you know, and the play calling are going to be similar. You know, Pete Carroll talked about it this week. He was preparing for Jaden, but he also had to prepare for both. And, you know, I think that these guys are smart enough to try to take advantage of that opportunity. Obviously, you can't take that advantage of that opportunity if it's a really bad injury, you know, as in we got to put them on injured reserve. And nobody's talking about that. We've got Ben Standing on the show. Who else is missing? And will it be that Noah Brown and John Bates, who Quinn earlier this week said were long shots, do they remain long shots? Will they be out, do you think, Sunday as well?
I would assume so, yes. I didn't see either of them out there. Caveat, again, they could come back out. But in those cases, yeah, Quinn, as you said, called them long shots. He did, like, earlier in the week, hey, Noah Brown looked a little better today. But, I don't imagine that either of those guys end up playing. And, you know, we continue to look at the offense. Obviously, missing Jaden's a whole other category. But, you know, from just last week, the starting quarterback, your best running back, your second outside receiver and your only blocking tight end all out. That is a huge difference. And, you know, Bates and Brown aren't viewed as, you know, they're not on the poster, right? You know, they're not the guys that Fox would have highlighted in this game at the start, but they're very integral pieces here. And partly because there's no obvious backup for any of them. And to some degree, the same thing with Eckler, at least though they have a few options with McNichols and Bill and Chris Rodriguez. But yeah, it's a very interesting deal. It's going to be really interesting to see what Cliff Kingsbury does because, like I said, he just doesn't have the same.
Yeah.
The individual, he doesn't have the type of personnel to easily replace some of those guys.
Yeah. I think we've talked about it before and, you know, you pointed it out for a while, you know, the depth issues at various spots and they've been hit at those spots, but most teams don't have, you know, great depth at every spot either. And by the way, the John Bates position in general tends to be tough to find. So let's go through each of them. I want to start in the backfield. They're going to have three guys up. You know, it's going to be Krosky Merritt. It's going to be Rodriguez and it's going to be Jeremy McNichols. How do you see it playing out in terms of who does what and when?
Yeah, so I would think sort of early downs, maybe obvious run situations, I would think Bill is the guy they go with. Now, one of the things I talked about probably with you, and I certainly did on my podcast, was that the fact that he only had four carries in the last game and had one less snap than McNichols after out-snapping McNichols the first game was probably a sense of they don't fully trust him yet as a blocker or all the other things you have to do besides right. being a runner. And Kingsbury effectively acknowledged that to some degree today, which is reasonable. I mean, he's a rookie, seventh round pick, all those things. So I don't know that they're going to feel comfortable enough for him to be out there for all the downs. So I would think obvious passing downs, McNichols comes in. And then, you know, if it's third and short or goal line, maybe that's Chris Rodriguez time. Maybe Chris Rodriguez gets a full series. At some point, you know, I'd like to see it. But so I thought that would be my assumption of how they're going to handle things.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about Bates? You and I talked about this the other day. I think we actually talked about it off the air too, but no Bates means what in terms of his replacement?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Well, it's pretty clear based on usage last week when Ben Sinnott still only played three snaps despite Bates missing more than half the game. And I asked Kingsbury, what's the deal? Is he not, like, do you guys not view him as that type of guy? And, you know, he basically was like, look, I think he can handle some of that. But, yeah, we view him more of the Zach Ertz type than the Bates type. So, and Colton Yankoff weighs 40 pounds less than Bates, so he's not an option. So my assumption would be, you know, we could, who know, I don't know, maybe they do two running backs at some point with McNichols as sort of as the de facto blocker to help, and that way he keeps Bill on the field. I also think, and I would expect, this is my guess, that we see the six offensive linemen bit, not just at the goal line, but, you know, presumably in more short yardage situations than anything, but perhaps even as, you know, third and, you know, obvious passing down, you know, with Josh Connerly on the right side and Max Crosby figuring to be across from him a lot. You know, they obviously have to find ways to help him out, and if you don't have that other tight end, you know, what are you going to do? So I think that's probably how I would look at it. I would hope that Sinnott would get more work, but in what role, I just don't think it's going to be in that blocking back role.
All right, what about Noah Brown's replacement?
Kevin, I couldn't tell you. I mean, honestly, what
is it? Chris Moore?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume him, he's the most experienced of the options that they have. And obviously he had the 37, 39 yard catch last week, but you know, there's not a ton of upside there at all. The upside is Jalen Lane, but he's a 5'10" slot receiver. They may have to put him outside, but that's not ideal. So I guess I'm sure what they really hope is that they feel comfortable enough with Luke McCaffrey to say, you go out there. I know McCaffrey at least had a little bit of signs of life at the end of the Green Bay game, but you know, that would be the ideal scenario, that he's ready to go. But based on what we have seen, I can't make that assumption. So yeah, if you in terms of like literally who's on the field the first play, I would guess Chris Moore, but you know, I think all these guys are probably gonna have to play and see what they can do.
All right, how do you see the game? Let's assume Mariota is the starter.
Yeah, I mean, to steal a term from basketball, this feels like a rock fight. You know, I it doesn't feel like Washington's offense is going to be that explosive. And, you know, I mean, the Raiders have some pieces, Brock Bowers, but he's banged up. Geno Smith is a totally solid quarterback coming off a 3-pick game. Ashton Gentry, the 6th pick in the draft, running back, you know, he isn't quite broken out yet. So I don't know. This feels like a kind of a low scoring game. I mean, I think, you know, look, if Washington, they're missing a lot of guys, but, you know, if Washington is a true contender at home against, you know, you have a massive rest advantage against the Raiders, traveling across country, all those things, you know, this is a game they should win. I mean, again, maybe it's ugly. Maybe it's like, you know, 20 to 16, 20 to 13, something like that. But, you know, they should find a way. I mean, I think the key is going to be, what does their defense look like? The defense is relatively whole other than, you know, missing Dietrich Wise for the year. So, you know, if they look like they did against the Giants, this shouldn't be that complicated. If they look like they did against the Green Bay, and obviously the Raiders have one of the best tight ends in the league in Brock Bowers, that, that doesn't bode well. So if the defense comes out and does what they're supposed to do, what they look like in week one, then this is, should be a comfortable win.
Just real quickly, any chance we see Preston Smith on Sunday or not?
I guess it's conceivable, but I would lean no. I mean, they activated Jalen Holmes, so if you sort of say that Holmes is in the wise spot, you don't really need Preston Smith this week. That would give you 9 offensive or defensive linemen. So I would imagine he sits out this week. But I don't know what he's looked like in practice. Just seeing him physically, he looks like a monster. So he looks the part, but you know, he just obviously hasn't practiced or anything for weeks. So I would imagine no, but we'll see.
All right. I know you got a roll here, but just one last one. Just did it with callers. Like, would you categorize this game as must win, really need to have, or it's just too early to be concerned with, you know, whatever the result is?
I mean, probably in the grand scheme of things, it's too early, but I feel like this is maybe it's not must win, but it's can't lose. If that difference makes any sense, because look, other than the Dolphins, who are, you know, look like they're in free fall, you know, the Raiders are probably the worst team on paper that Washington's going to face the rest of the way. It's at home. And I think we discussed this the other day. You know, you get past these next 4 weeks and the schedule gets crazy, both in terms of the opponents and also the, you know, Thursday, Sunday night, Mondays, all those things. So this is the time they need to make hay. If Jaden was playing, I'd say they probably have to go at least 3-1 for me to feel good. 2-2 right now without knowing Jaden's deal would probably be good enough. But yeah, I kind of like, don't lose this game. That's all. I mean, again, I don't want to, it's not the pressure of must win, but boy, our conversation on Monday with a loss would be bleak.
Yeah, there would be some panic, even from the people that just told me that they wouldn't be panicked. Thanks, appreciate it. Get out there and do what you need to do. I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Awesome, man. See you.
Ben Standing, everybody. We'll carry some Quinn live. Are we breaking here, Max, or are we taking it to the end?
Let's hit that break here and we'll be back at the top of the hour.
We'll do that. We'll take a break here, be back at the top of the hour. Quinn is going to speak after practice. It's very possible they'll rule Jaden out today. It's also possible that he won't give us much information and he'll keep it alive until Sunday when the inactive list comes out. Keep it here. We'll have that. I've got smell test picks next hour. If we've got time, we'll go around the rest of the NFL in terms of the big games of the weekend. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. And I do want to tell you about our good friends at Foley Mechanical. So Foley Mechanical, for those of you in need, full-service HVAC contractor offering heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. We were having HVAC issues. We were put in touch with Foley Mechanical. They came out. They took care of it. They did not mess around. In fact, Dan Foley, who owns Foley Mechanical, came out himself, dealt with us directly. Impressive person, impressive company. He owns 100% of the company. It's not a franchise. It's not some big private equity firm. They control the quality from the equipment to the people that they hire. His team, professional, skilled, really, really smart, and very customer service oriented. Foley Mechanical is full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. And they're the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install a Manna HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done the right way, call Foley Mechanical or go to foleymechanical.com and tell Dan that I sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.